Rise Guys Morning Show. The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Oh, good morning, everybody.
What were you saying, Paige?
I don't remember. That's just too shocking. Headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. Well, the next new baby name, I'm not going to make fun of you if you named your child this, but I just want to know why.
Oh, no, it's going to be like this, like it's a trend?
So a woman shared a text online where her older cousin told her that she settled on a new baby name for her little girl, and it's a Vaselinia.
Like just the word Vaseline with an A on it?
Yeah.
That's terrible, man.
So the woman sent back a picture with Vaseline and asked, like this thing? And the mother said, yes. But I wanted.
If it was a little boy, were they going to name him KY?
But I wanted the Nia at the end.
A Nia?
So it's Vaseline.
Whoa.
Vaseline.
Vagina is what caused all this.
You know what?
Why do that to your kids where they got to go to school and have a ridiculous name?
Never mind.
Well, we had, you know, Seance was the one that when they called in, they wanted to name the kid, but he wasn't cool with it.
Seance?
Yeah, that should be a form of child abuse.
But it was what you name like the kid. It was like finance, but with an S. It was like Sinance, but he said, no, it's pronounced Seance. I'm like, first off, they're going to be pronouncing it wrong forever. Like Chipper Jones' ex-wife, it read as Karen, but she was Karen. And she would correct you.
My name is Karen.
I'm Karen.
Tom's parents were onto something. The Tom that just called in is about to stare at his daughter's gimmick.
Mm-hmm. If he has to.
Yeah, that's easy. Three letters, T-O-M or T-H-O-M.
Oh, my God. I just had the greatest idea. Oh, wow. I was going to make a joke, but it might be a real idea.
Okay, say.
Are you a single dad out there? Your daughter's about to give birth, and she wants you to come in there and video, but you're like, I can't.
Uh-huh.
From the makers of Roomba comes Woomba. And it's a little drone that would fly in and hover in front of her vajayjay and video the crowning of your grandchild.
Isn't that beautiful?
It's called Woomba.
Woomba.
God, this is like better than pregnancy test toilet paper.
You have ideas.
What the kid?
But they all involve women, which is odd.
The kid might kick it on the way out, though. Yeah, I just remember they're not born foot first.
Well, it's going to be part of your Christmas.
You don't want to be stillborn because you could choke on the cord, you know what I'm saying?
I think you just wanted to say choke on the cord.
I think you just like saying stillborn because that's your favorite Black Label Society song. And it is a banger. I love
that's
it. I love that song. I just don't like to say the
no,
word.
No, I don't want to say that because I don't want to hurt
you. Hey, Nirvana, will you do abortion? I love
Stop
that song.
Stop it.
We talk
Dude, rape me. I love it, man. Rape me. What song is it you want to hear?
What is going on
Rape
there?
Me.
No.
Nirvana, I love Rape Me.
That's not what it's about.
Rape me, my friend.
All right. So
I know.
He
didn't even want a stranger to do it. He wanted a friend
to
do it. Go ahead.
He knows he's not the only one.
Are you sick of AI at Taco Bell?
I've not had a chance to use it.
I don't even know what that means.
Someone is going viral on TikTok. Do you ever get off TikTok, people?
He gets
on their life hack to get a real person instead of AI to take your order in a Taco Bell drive-thru.
What does that mean? It's you're talking to a computer?
Well, at first the thing starts and then you realize, oh, that's not the
like
person.
Burger King.
Yeah. They always put a pre-recorded message up there.
They'd be like, hi, welcome to BK. What can I get for you today? It's like, I think I would like the double whopper.
All right, pull up. I know the voice you get is like, hang on a second. I got to get my headset working again.
Hold on a minute. Did I pull up to the first window? No, that's for storage only now.
I know, even in a new restaurant,
that's where
storage
we
only.
Put the cups at now.
So how
you
do
said you
get a
wanted
real
to
person?
See my whoppers?
No, do y'all sell theater candy?
How do you get a real person?
Why is the first window always storage in the new place?
Always. Like you said,
yeah,
brand new
really
ones.
That's really gross. Like, can't you just use the first window? We don't want... I mean, that's just weird. Okay,
or just put up some kind of laminate, some kind of something over the windows. It just looks gross to look in there and see old cups.
What do you need
or new cups?
Three windows for when you send somebody over to the parking space or make them pull four?
Because they thought that it would save time by having everyone... You're not... only the first person at the front of the line is getting service. So if you just kind of got half serviced, yeah, where, you know, they took your money, now you're waiting. You're not waiting.
Uh-huh.
The only people waiting are the people behind the first two cars. But it's a mental thing that doesn't work. It's like doing the merge zipper at Chick-fil-A.
It should be one big sliding glass door.
You know what?
It's open during the day. And
I think
anybody
you should just live in a town where there's less people.
I don't want to always detract and complain. I'll give a compliment. So, Whataburger and Easley, you finally remembered to give me my apple pie. So, I appreciate it.
All right.
Look at that. Took four tries, but I finally got it.
They were trying to tell you didn't need it.
Whataburger? What a restaurant. It's so nice.
Did you just make that up, or is that their branding?
No.
They're going to restrict the menu when I pull up.
That's good.
You're welcome for that. So, how do you get, according to TikTok, how do you get people to make you drive through a Taco Bell? Just order 1,000 waters and you'll be flagged and they'll get someone. Let me get a team member to help you.
A team member. Yeah, okay. You're right on
for that. For your 1,000 waters. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Don't you love that when they try to act like, I mean, everybody does. The buyer, the seller, they're like a partner. Oh, you mean a coworker. You're a partner. No, I'm a customer. You're a client.
I'm associate.
No, I'm a customer and you're selling. You're the seller. I'm the buyer.
I don't like talking about food around Paige. Ever since this happened.
How does Hardee's run out of hamburgers? And when I had to move forward, I was only allowed to order one chicken sandwich because it's... Because it's...
God. You know, and I'm glad that I don't know the punchline of the joke because it wouldn't be as funny as her delivery. It just would not be.
That's what it was.
That was fun.
It was fun.
Make fun of the fat guy. Just because he likes to eat a little.
There she goes again. Remember, she said, I used to be a professional. Yeah, we're seeing it now.
I used to. Once in my life. Oh, boy. That was funny because they ran out of food.
She can't. You cannot.
She still can't get through it. I wish you'd stop the freaking chaos.
I hope you don't.
You have to stop this. You have to stop this chaos.
I hope you don't witness like a funny wreck. You know, some wrecks are funny until you find out someone died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, ma'am, do you see anything happen? Yes, this bus had flipped over 14 times and the kids were flat out of the window and it was funny.
Maybe we'll finally figure it out now if we do it
again. How does Hardee's run out of hamburgers? And when I had to move forward, I was only allowed to order one chicken sandwich because it's...
Because it's... Because it's... It was someone else's.
That's what I would sound like to me.
I had to pull forward because it was someone else's.
She had to pay it forward.
Oh, I get it.
Maybe she had to pay it forward because it was somebody else's.
I don't know why that's funny.
Yeah, I mean, I don't either. It's weird.
God.
The more I hear it, I realize it's not.
Can't have you at a roast, you son of a bitch woman.
You're a daughter of a bitch. You really are.
Sometimes I get to sit and laugh about stuff because life is sad.
Do you think that if there's someone who just changed their gender, they went from like, you know, male to female, would they get offended if you called them a son of a bitch?
A son of
a... Selma.
I don't think so.
I'm going to try it later.
Why is life so bad for you? You leave here and stare at bushes all day.
No, I don't. I'm trying to get some male customers. Thank you very much. I'll wax whatever. Never mind. I will not.
I see the line forming outside already.
God almighty. They're going to pull up here thinking you're going to fix them up.
I don't do Brazilians.
I have a friend named Lane who wants to do a turtle wax with you.
Okay.
She says she don't do Brazilians. That's messed up, but whatever.
Yeah. I mean, they're from another country, no. But why not do their wax?
They got money, too.
It's just inappropriate where I am right now.
She won't use nail polish, either.
Nail polish?
She won't.
Or a feather remover.
She will not do it. She won't go to Joy of Tokyo.
Come on, you got to feel the
she
Joy
won't
of Tokyo.
Use Russian dressing. Is it Russian dressing? I'm not a salad guy. Is it Russian dressing?
I don't know the salad.
Isn't there Russian dressing?
Italian.
Mm-hmm. Is that what it is? Do you like Italians?
French Island.
I like Italians.
Let's do a segment tomorrow. Do you like the food, the people, or both? We'll name a country, yeah. And Paige will say if she likes the food, the people, or both.
Yeah.
We'll have guest stars on the phone, too. I mean, we say a country, you say the first thing that comes to mind.
Okay.
Sometimes if you go and have, like, the food, you'd be pleasantly surprised.
Why you be talking like that, though?
Other times, you'd be disappointed, because I've gone places and you think, oh, this is going to be so good. Some sort of chili that they brought us one time that we thought was going to be good, and it was really bad. And I forgot.
So you all went to Camp Cougar with the runs?
No, I'll go to my grave saying that was not hamburger meat. And it was a real restaurant. It wasn't somebody messing with us or anything.
No, it was legit.
No, it wasn't. That was not hamburger meat. I'm telling you, I've eaten a lot of it.
I don't know.
It wasn't. I don't know what it was. It wasn't venison. Mm-hmm. It was not buffalo. I've had that.
Was it Wagyu?
No, that's a kind of tomato sauce.
I don't know what it was.
That's Ragu, my bad.
That's a wrestler, you big dummy.
Kind of not good.
Don't call me Lamont. Paige, send us home.
Okay.
No, I mean, like, say that's Paige. All right, morning, everybody.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The best. And now it's time for the best damn audio.
It ain't no lie. I feel these are some of, like, these did not have to be stretched out, like, meaning, don't get excited, meaning, yeah. Like,
she was assuming the position.
Meaning,
what is?
So I bring 3 to 4. Fat Boy brings 3 to 4, but we also want to bring the best because that's what
is
it's called.
Is this a competition?
Nope. It is a.
It's tough sometimes.
Co-presentation.
Though. Okay.
I don't know what he is presenting, but I it was a struggle to get it down to just 4. I had 7, and that started with 15.
Okay.
I'm way too hard on him. I'm like, this is good, but for me, I feel like it's not long
enough.
It is
a competition.
It's not.
It is.
And I'll be honest with you.
Oh, kind of.
I like what I brought, but I liked it more when I looked at it previously.
That's you losing confidence.
Well, you're overthinking it. That's what it is.
You think that you were at home and you were like casual, ha-ha, you know. But now you're here and you're like, God, I'm not at home and I'm not maybe in the best of mood because I'm not at home.
Yeah, it's like I forgot what I saved. Let me go back and see what I saved. I'm like, okay. Might have been funny in the moment. But.
I don't go looking for them. I get on there and if I see something, I will email it myself or like one of mine today, a great P1 shared this with me. And I won't, and when I play that one, I will name them specifically because I did not know it was out there, and I was elated to find it. I was. And I'm not talking about anything gross.
I guess I'll start with a...
You start.
Usually I don't like to do kid clips.
But he has humpteen videos.
We did them so much in the past, and they usually sucked. Like, a lot. But this one I thought was pretty funny, because the kid... Not only does the kid have an accent, but she's a cute little girl. She tells a story.
Accent or lisp?
Oh, it's definitely an accent.
Okay, I let little kid lisp.
And I'll tell you, I don't know what all she's saying because I don't speak the British slang that she uses.
Oh, Paige, listen in.
But she tells a story.
Did she say anything about a bundle of sticks, perhaps?
Okay. No, not really.
Right. Dad?
Yeah?
Guess what?
What?
Me and Mum went for Nando's today.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
And it was a little cheeky one.
Little cheeky Nando's?
Yeah.
Was it nice?
Yeah.
What happened?
It's the wait came over to me and said, are you ready to order?
Yeah.
And I said, no, not yet, because my mum's just popped in the toilet.
Right.
And he said, do you have any idea what she's having?
Yeah.
And I said, mate, it's been 10 minutes, so probably she's just having a big, fat, stinky crap.
My mum popped in the toilet.
That sounded like what was the singer that lost all her weight and people didn't like her as much?
Adele.
Yeah, she sounds like baby Adele.
Well, what she did culturally misappropriate when she got cornrows, but still, she did lose a lot.
She
of
went
weight.
On a cruise. Big deal.
That's what it is. If you got a henna tattoo, then that's a pass too.
Did I understand what that child was saying?
You probably did better than me.
Go ahead.
I feel like you're more in tune with the British culture.
Go ahead. Mama stopped up the toilet at the restaurant.
Yeah.
She popped in the toilet?
Uh-huh.
I heard her say fat, stinky crap. I could get that one.
Fat, stinky crap?
Okay.
But like a cheeky one, who is cheeky? What does that mean?
Cheeky means kind of like, that's our, like, I think cheeky means like in the South, you'd say if like a woman was a bitch, you might call her saucy or spicy.
Saucy. Saucy's good.
Yeah, that's
She's it. Saucy.
So I think cheeky means like.
Cheeky.
Yeah.
Like a cheeky like crop.
A rather terse.
Well, then for knowing that as a kid, that's pretty good.
Yeah. I think that's what it means.
Well, British kid.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. You know what's also weird? I have a love-hate relationship with the British accent. I used to despise it. And why? Now, I don't know. I like it now.
I like certain ones.
I don't know why.
I like British men. It's very sexy.
Well, get down.
The Cognese country. Accent or whatever that is.
Go live in them warehouses.
Whatever they use in Snatch, that's fun.
Oh, yes. Okay. You know, there was a term going around on the internet for a long, long time, and it was, came off right at the end of YOLA, and it was IYKYK, and I did not know what that meant.
I didn't either.
I did not know, but the fun was, if you know, you know. That was what IYKYK meant.
Mm-hmm.
But this little girl wanted to know, but clearly, she don't. She don't K.
Okay.
She still not.
My mom got pregnant with me, and I was so tiny. She went to the hospital and take me out, and from her ass.
You did not come out of my ass. No.
Yes, I did.
You know, I was that little girl. I mean, not that little girl, but I was in wow. that frame of mind as a young boy thinking like...
There are a couple options.
What's up here, you know?
Not in Louisiana, which is where we go now.
We're all over the map.
Oh, boy.
Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana. This happened actually last year, but it's making the rounds again. You know how stuff makes the rounds.
Mm.
He was talking about banning books. Banning certain books
Why?
From... the state that he said kids should not be reading these books. And I don't know if you agree with him or not, but he read a couple passages of the books that were the most offensive to him.
Were these the cross-dressing ones or whatever?
I don't know exactly. Okay. He didn't point out what they were, but he just...
I know they took out By Curious George.
He kind of took off with it.
I got a new strap-on harness today. I can't wait to put it on you. It will fit my favorite dildo perfectly. You're going to look so hot. I can't wait to have your in my. I'm going to give you the job of your life. Then I want you inside of me.
Now, I don't know if he was also reading a voicemail.
Are you sure he's reading the right thing?
He might be reading a constituent. Letters to his office.
Oh my God.
But the stuff that was bleeped, he was actually saying.
Now, where was this banned from?
Clearly, somewhere in the South, Louisiana.
Yeah, he was trying to ban it from the state. Like, you know.
And like, you can't read that book at all.
All states are trying to pull these out of libraries, pull them out of schools, certain books.
What books? You said you don't know what books.
Mine didn't say what books, but these were some of the, he said, the most offensive passages from some of these. It's like a compilation type.
God, I didn't know Pelosi wrote a book.
This went on for a little bit.
You don't know if I'm talking about her or him, do you?
She wrote a book called Knee Knockers. They were up here, now they're here.
It's called Lady and a Tramp with a Hammer in His Hand.
What if it's called They Used to Be High, Now They Go Low by Big Mike?
It's called I Make $200,000 a Year, But I'm Worth $800 Million. You explain that one to me. Forward by Hillary Clinton.
Oh, Lord.
John... You provided not only me with this audio clip, but the entire P1 family. It's not a nation. It's not a universe. It is a family.
It's not a clan. It is not
a
clan.
It is not a clan. It's not a tribe. It is the P1s. And you thought lightning didn't strike twice? What if I told you it struck now a third time?
Lord.
Bob with the bob, the bang, the dang, dig, 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 set the boogie, sit up, jump the boogie. Bob,
ding, 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 set the boogie,
set the boogie. Bob with the bob, the bang, the dang, dang, diggy, diggy, dig, set the boogie, sit up, jump the boogie.
Bob with the bob, the bang, the dang, dig, 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 set the boogie, sit up, jump the boogie.
Bob, ding, 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 set the boogie.
Bob with a bob da bang da dang dang diggy diggy dick said the boogie sit
my
up,
name
jump,
is Bob.
Bob with a bob da bang da dang dang diggy diggy dick set the boogie sit up jump the boogie.
Is that the same couple that we love?
It's the Please couple it. With a new guy. I don't know which one is Bobby or Bill, but when he goes, my name is Bob, Bobby and Bill.
They never called a cadence from the beginning.
Oh, my God.
Rise Guys are the best in the world.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Break it down. No, we forgot to do it. We were going to start the show with this and then end it and see if we remember it. We'll do that tomorrow if we remember.
Son of a biscuit.
It's time to say, hey, famous people born on July the 17th, happy birthday.
Oh.
4 seconds.
Sorry, this. I'd say you call him a legend. He's already a legend.
John Legend. Blake.
Nope.
Hey, Blake.
Nope.
Oh, it's
dark hair.
Eric Church.
No. You pissing people off now.
Oh, wow.
Oh, we can't go till you get it.
I know this. I'm going to ask for I just him. Can't think.
Can I have him?
He's got big teeth.
LB.
Luke Bryan.
Yeah.
You know Luke what, Bryan. Though? He's the one that's on American Idol now.
Mm-hmm.
See, you. I don't care. You lose me at that point, like you do. It's just...
Yes.
You got to still be a little outlaw-y.
I'm sure they give him a fat check, but that's got to be the only reason why he does it, right?
Yeah. I mean, of course. He's still touring, too. That's why we come to work every day.
He's still making good off tours.
We have skinny checks, though.
You think he's seen the butthead meme?
Butthead?
The meme where somebody put butthead and him right beside each other?
Yeah.
Surely he's seen it.
But
I don't know. Like, does Trump see every, like, meme? I have, like, Barron or somebody... Forge Trump memes.
I want to, like those that he puts out, like is it his team making them or did he find it or whoever found it and just passed it on? I don't know.
Do you know what the biggest Trump video is now? It's where he and JD are standing beside each other and the camera pans to JD, but it will pan back to Trump pointing and the video says, guess who's gay? And it points back, you.
I will say Luke Bryan. His initials are pound, so if he was heavy set as a child, that'd suck.
He looks like he'd have been a fat little porker.
49. But no, yeah, I'm going to stay with that.
I'll say 50.
He is 49 years
old.
Freaking Georgia fan.
Never get the first one right, ever, do I? Also, damn you to hell yesterday, fat boy, for not remembering the heavenly birthday of Shoeless Joe Jackson.
What the hell?
Wow, dang
How
it.
How could you do that? That's a local hero.
Yeah.
He is from Easley, South Carolina.
You suck.
Greenville.
Oh, no.
Who's this?
This is Pink. But it's not Pink's birthday. It's her husband's
Corey
birthday.
Hart.
Yeah. It's just I don't have like dirt bike sounds or, you know, like racing.
Is like I haven't been music. To well, I'll be going to Vegas soon, but I have not been in quite some time. Is Hart and Huntington still the big tattoo must go?
Oh, I don't know. That's
Or was that just for the reality show and it was never God. I know it's successful because I saw their t-shirts even in Greenville, but
when was that on? It's been
early 2000s, yeah. Probably 05, 06, maybe.
Even a hot minute, as the kids say.
Mm. It's been a minute.
They also say oof, and I can't even.
They also pronounce love is love.
It's true.
Paige Pink, would you say 52 or 53? I rely on you for that. Or would you want to go out on your own?
What is Core? Didn't you say?
Carrie Hart.
Oh, Carrie Hart. That's who we're thinking. I said Corey Hart. He wears sunglasses at night time.
Backwards, too.
100. No.
God, he looks pretty great to be 100.
No.
51.
49.
He is 50 years old today.
50.
50 I'm
years old.
50. Uh-oh. You know this song.
Wrestling. It's a natural disaster. Is it?
He's not a wrestler.
Oh, it's not? Oh, well, it's massive.
This is music from The Lost Boys.
Oh.
That's a good song.
Kiefer.
No, not Kiefer. I don't think you'll get this one because you don't think of him as in The Lost Boys first. You might think of him as Bill S. Preston, Esquire.
Oh, freaking Keanu Reeves.
No.
Oh, or, no, no. Hold on. Give me the initials. I'll get it. Alex. Alex Winters.
It is Alex Winters' birthday.
Job. Look at me. Like, it looks like I just won the Masters the way I'm reacting. I didn't need your initials.
You don't get to keep the jacket. He was Marco in The Lost Boys, Bill S. Preston, Esquire, Bill and Ted's, all those movies.
He wrote and funded the last one and got Keanu to, like, do it for scale. Literally.
Luckily, he was in a position to, after all that John Wick money.
Yeah. Matrix money.
Yep.
I'm going to go, oddly, I'm going to go 61. I feel like that guy 62. Could be in his 60s.
Well, you're right. He could be in his 60s. He just got there.
60.
60 oh, years wow. old for Alex Winters.
Yes, he's hair older than Keanu Reeves.
You know, this also happens to be the national anthem of Germany. Cry Little Sister, so we'll keep it going. Four, Angela Merkel.
Oh, wow.
The first female chancellor of Germany, who retired in 2021. Never forget that haircut.
I know. Rarely do we as Americans, like, know other significant political types in other countries unless they're really bad or have a lot of shoes.
Like Boris Yeltsin always had that thing on his head.
Yeah, and Leslie Nielsen wiped it off in Naked Gun, which I can't wait for that.
I hope it's good, man.
It can't not be at this point. Paige, you go first. I've went first every time and been right.
So,
Angela Angela Money Penny
Merkel. 72.
71.
I'm going to go 70. Okay,
I thought you guessed already.
I didn't, but I was going to say 71.
Damn it. I ruined your little streak.
Teeter, teeter, pumpkin eater.
Something eater.
Ruined my streak.
The same letter.
You and the dry cleaner.
Peter, let's see if you can get it here.
This TV is, show?
It's the theme song to Baywatch.
So you would play Hasselhoff singing. Pamela Anderson's already had one this year. So is it... the black girl who used to have the poster.
Tracy Bingham?
Yes.
No. It's funny you mentioned what you just said because I would play Hasselhoff singing, but I didn't have time to get it this morning.
Because it is his birthday.
It is the Hasselhoff's birthday.
The Hoff.
So we'd stick with Baywatch for him.
Is he related to Jared Hoff by chance? Do we know?
Jack.
That's Mayoffer. I will say the Hasselhoff
eating a cheeseburger off the bathroom floor.
I know his daughter. He should. That's so if your sad. Parents get drunk, and especially if they're alcoholics, don't film them and put it on the internet. It's not good. I'm gonna go 73. Yeah. I am.
75.
I think you need to hang out with this fella a little bit more.
Look at the screen, dude. I promise.
David Hasselhoff is 70 effing 3 years old today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Give me a mirror.
This guy just he just became a part of the most successful charitable concert ever.
That was Ozzy.
Yep. He came back for him, too.
Geezer.
It is Geezer's birthday. Terry Butler.
Okay, I was about to say, what is – obviously, they didn't name their – it's a little baby Geezer.
How you get Geezer? I said Bill Ward looked like Gollum with the shirt off.
80. Billy. You know, my favorite Olympics were the 84 Olympics. I'll go with that for that reason alone.
Okay. 84.
Hang on now.
Ain't that old.
I give him time to get their Geezer Butler is 76 years old.
Like Paige's favorite spirit.
I don't know how much Ozzy is.
Spirit is 76.
I don't know how old Ozzy is. He's younger than 76, right?
I mean, I don't know. I guess probably just the name is throwing me off. Like, his name's Geezer. How can he not be in his 80s?
We'll keep some Sabbath going for another fellow Brit whose birthday is today. She's the new queen. Queen Camilla.
Yeah.
Boo.
She can suck it.
That's what I heard. Well, she's 78 years old today.
Ozzy's 76.
Is he really?
He'll be 77 December 3rd.
Remember that. Don't forget it. Happy heavenly birthday.
We'll probably be off by then.
God, here's hope. Donald Sutherland, Kiefer's daddy, who was such a creep in Backdraft. He was a great actor.
Good actor.
Great, great, great actor.
He would have been 90 today.
He's one of those guys that we live among them every day. Where you're like, God, I did not realize you're a legend until like you were gone. That's so wild.
We lost him last year. Paige loves this lady's store.
Lane Bryant?
No, but close.
I mean, I didn't know. I didn't.
That's messed up. Phyllis Diller.
I couldn't think of a first name for somebody last name Hamrick.
Phyllis Diller would have been 108 years old.
What's
today.
Her store?
Diller's.
You're a drug dealer.
You're a drug dealer.
You're a Tulsa dealer.
Hey, what do you want, man?
Vince Guaraldi. Remember old Vince?
What's the character name he played?
He did the music.
Oh.
For Peanuts.
Well, clearly I don't then.
He would have been 97 years old. And James Cagney.
I thought he was Big Pussy.
What the hell?
You think about Pussy Malanga.
Nope.
Jimmy Cagney
that
would have
been. That was from GoldenEye.
His brother Huge, I think you're thinking of.
No, that was Pussy Galore. For real.
Yeah,
that
it was.
In Moonraker, maybe, I think. One of the Bond movies.
Thinking of the other, Massive was the other.
Octopussy.
Why get the movies mixed up between Octo No and Dr. Pussy? I'm like, those aren't the right ones.
Octo Mom.
Octo Mom was the James Bond.
Octo Mom, right? No. And she had like.
I got a lot of kids.
She had the grill, the teeth.
She'd send the kids after you. James Cagney would have been 126.
Jimmy. Yeah. Old Jimmy Cagney.
Here's blinking a dude, kid.
You know, he used to do a podcast with the former NBA great Sam Lacey. It was Jane Cagney and Lacey. It was incredible. And if you're a child of the 80s, you got that one. If you didn't, well, you probably don't understand most of the things I say.
You're thinking of Cagney and Lacey?
Yeah, I actually was thinking about that show over the little break. I was like, I'm going to watch a TV show that I haven't watched in years and see if it's still, can I even understand why I ever watched it? And that was one of those shows, why would I ever want to watch that show? And I found an episode of it, and I was like, it goes back to it's what was available. It was horrible.
You don't realize it until you go back.
No. It was just pushing feminism.
Feminism.
You know what will always hold
literally
up?
Literally was.
Was freaking
who's in charge?
Big Dummy.
Charles in charge. Big Dummy. Lamont, yes.
When he told Ann Esther he could shove her face a cookie dough and make gorilla cookies?
Right. Or he's
I laugh like hell.
I got you a Halloween costume and it's saran wrap. It was fun. It was fun stuff, you know?
Oh, Sanford!
Good.
When men and women could make fun of each other and get away with it.
Dude, let's do Mark Sanford and Son. He'll do the same voice and the same mannerisms. And he'll have a black son, though. That's the twist. That's how you get away with it. It will still be Damon Wilson, but the dad will change.
Who would be Rollo? Who would, like, if they did a Sanford Son movie right now, who would play Aunt Esther besides Leslie Jones? Your comments.
Tiffany Haddish, probably.
Yeah, you know what?
It'd be somebody
she's
like that.
She's also really good.
Yeah.
Because she's one of those that can look like she'd cut you with a shank in prison. And also, when she's dolled up, you would like, you know, maybe
dolled
go against
up.
The wishes of your family and go out with her. Join us tomorrow morning, the FOF line. The time's not there, is it?
It is not.
All right, good morning, and God bless you, and wash your hands. Thank you.
You can't hide. P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick. Ow!
Become a P1.
At TheRiseGuys.com.
Yeah. This is The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.